our Savior is coming soon.
The closer we come to God and experience His love, the more we discover our weakness, shortcomings, and vanity. But these weaknesses are not an excuse for us and will not be overlooked at the last day. Our mistakes should drive us to pray more and seek for a stronger faith until we are really changed in our character. The Holy Spirit will teach us the meaning of these words, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Now we are waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will reveal the full scope of His salvation at His second coming. His glorious appearance is a goal of our hope. Every mature believer expects and waits for the soon coming Lord. A shoemaker was sitting in his workshop repairing shoes when a brother in the Lord passed by and asked him, "How are you? What are you doing?" The shoemaker replied, "I'm waiting for Christ's coming, and besides that, I'm repairing shoes." He did not say it the other way around, that he was doing his job and waiting for the Lord Jesus to come. Faithful believers long to see their Savior as soon as possible. This hope has become the topic of their life. When Jesus comes in glory, He will reveal the fullness of His everlasting life, which already began in His followers as they believed in Him. Our salvation incorporated us in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, so we will not die, but live. Our religion does not lead us to a dark goal or to a fearful hour of which we tremble. We know for sure that the resurrection of the believers in Christ to the life of God will come. The love of Jesus, which is poured out in our hearts, never vanishes. The salvation of our Lord is not temporary, but forever. God's power has been manifested in us to overcome sin, death, and temptation. When Jesus comes, our mortal bodies will change, and we will wear the glory of our Lord over our weaknesses, becoming new and perfect in Him. With joy, all the followers of Christ will be united in Him. Eating, drinking, and marrying is not the object of our hope. We expect to see God personally and live with Him through all eternity. We will then recognize many wonders out of His grace when He reveals His new creation. All those who remained in their pride and did not accept Jesus and the salvation which He has prepared for them will wail and lament in terror. Their sins will be uncovered, and they must carry their own punishment. We are not better than these, but the judgment of God was completed in us when we confessed our sins and accepted the death of the Lord Jesus in our place. He has taken the sins of the world upon Himself and bore our punishment completely. Therefore, we are justified and freed from the day of reckoning by His grace. There is no condemnation upon every true follower of Christ. In the last day, we will see a great multitude approaching the Lord with hymns on their lips, thanking their Savior for His redemptive work on the cross. They will be praising Him for sending the Holy Spirit to dwell within them as a pledge and guarantee of His coming. But the others will begin to say to the mountains, "Fall on us," and to the hills, "Cover us." not one of them will be able to bear the glory of the Lord who will judge them. Their own bad works shall appear in his light, and their presumed good deeds will look like filthy rags. The divine salvation was prepared for them too, but they neglected and refused it. They despised the only Savior, and for this reason they will fall into eternal damnation. Their remorse will never end. The day of the greatest joy for the saved will be the bitter and frightening day of judgment for those who rejected the crucified Son of God. They did not accept his salvation. Therefore, they will experience the word of the Bible: "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God."